Stanwoodopolis is a fine town, if you're from there or still are. If you're not, it's a little, well, less than friendly. When I first moved here, I had a buddy roll in and I said, hey, let's go to town for some pizza and beers and a few laughs, just like the old days back in Wisconsin. So about 8 or 9 at night, we rolled into Gino's Pizza, what's now Jimmy's, a family place. Gino's had a liquor bar, and all the 21-year-olds liked to drink there, and, well, they'd get sloshed quicker. Rough place some weekends. Me and my pal ordered a pitcher of beer and a pizza. We were the only two in the joint, it being a Monday night. We did a little catching up on the old days, ordered a second pitcher, and pretty soon we were laughing and reminiscing and, well, laughing some more. Pizza came, and we ate and told more war stories, laughing so hard our pizza grew cold. Pretty soon we noticed a policeman watching us. Wasn't much else to watch other than the cook and the waitress. Some folks think cops are there to protect them. I've never really thought that way. I mostly think they're there to protect them from me. Maybe it's the 60s, you know. Tear gas, riots, cops, and National Guard rioting too. I just like to avoid the law, and if that means going the speed limit and behaving myself, it's a small price to pay. In fact, I recommend it to most of you citizens. The cop watched us for 10 minutes or so, mostly us telling jokes and stories, sitting in a back booth, nobody to bother. He finally went over to our waitress bartender and said, "They seem okay to me." Our waitress obviously didn't think so, but the officer left and we were alone with Miss Sourpuss. I guess she preferred the drunk kids fighting in the parking lot after being overserved. You know, so long as they were locals. We paid our bills, left a tip even, and drove back to the shack. I never went back much to Gino's. And tell you the truth, I don't go to Jimmy's either. I've decided once an outsider, always an outsider. I think we both like it that way, me and Stanwoodopolis.